Page 100. Read. The Whistlers.
My name is Francisco. I was born 12 years ago and am an only child. This is my story. I live on a radiant, almost perfectly circular island off the coast of Africa. It was once a volcano and rises from the ocean, full of pride and power. From the hilltop where I live, I can see for many kilometers. To the east lies the warm blue sea, shimmering in the midday sun. To the west is the beach where I swim in summer and explore among the date palms that grow in the sand. In the north is the cloud forest, misty and mysterious. The forest is full of endless trails that wind between the pine trees. It's easy to get lost there, but I know the trails well. Also in the north is the laurel forest, where the giant ferns grow. That part of the island is so dense it's almost impenetrable. The ferns there tower over me. As I walk beneath them, I feel insignificant, like a tiny insect. Finally, to the south, is the hilltop where my friend lives. One evening, about a year ago, I was sitting on this very spot watching the sun go down. I felt lonely and longed for a brother or sister to talk to. My parents are farmers, and our house is far from the nearest town, so I rarely see people my age. When a pesky mosquito bit me, I turned to brush it away and noticed a figure waving at me. It was another boy, standing on the hilltop to the south. Scrambling hastily to my feet, I waved back. "Hello!" I shouted as loudly as I could. "I'm Francisco. What's your name?" But no reply came back. The distance separating us was too great for our voices to carry. We waved until the sun went down and we could no longer see each other. The following evening, we waved again. We tried to signal with our arms, but it was too hard to see clearly across the valley. I ran inside my house and took a pot and a wooden spoon from my mother's kitchen. Perhaps he would hear me if I banged loudly enough. Maybe together we could devise a code. I banged that pot till my arms ached, but the other boy still couldn't hear me. Determined though I was, by Sunday I was out of ideas. I desperately wanted to communicate with the boy on the other hilltop, but nothing seemed to work. Irritated, frustrated, and lonelier than ever, I lay on my back watching the clouds float across the sky. A sharp, crystal-clear sound traveled piercingly through the hot afternoon air. "Upupu! Upupu!" it seemed to say. It was the song of the hoopoe bird. I listened intently as it mixed with the tinkling of goat bells down in the valley below. It was then that I remembered the whistling. When I was a very young child, my grandfather told me that the inhabitants of our island used to whistle to each other to communicate across the rugged landscape. I leaped to my feet and ran to my grandfather's house to find out exactly how the whistling language worked. He had known it once, and maybe he could teach me. That evening, as the sun began to set, my friend and I took up our customary positions on our respective hilltops. I waved, and he waved back. Then, putting one finger to my mouth, as my grandfather had shown me, I whistled my first message. "Hello, what is your name?" The whistle streamed out of my lungs and shot across the valley. I paused, waiting expectantly for a reply. Within seconds, my friend whistled back a message. "My name is Alejandro. Who are you?" "I'm Francisco," I whistled, overjoyed. For the next hour, even after the sun had gone down on the horizon, Alejandro and I practiced our new language. Today, though Alejandro and I have never met, I'm never lonely. Just one quick whistle is all it takes to call my friend on the hilltop. Once my message has been sent, I know it'll only be a matter of minutes until I hear an answer.
There really is an island off the coast of Africa called La Gomera, where people use a whistling language. It's been used there for centuries and is still taught in schools today.